Welcome back to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk on Babs Rolls Ivy. I'm delighted to have Anru back in his space. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I had to sing that because
That is, yes,
happy birthday.
I will happily accept happy birthday wishes. You know,
How
it's like
old? How old?
the
Do you talk
week.
about how old you are?
Yeah, I am 56 years old.
Really? That's
Yeah,
right. Looking
every
good,
single
looking
one.
good, looking good, brother.
Feeling good, feeling good. Yeah, really grateful. Really feel really blessed. Health, well-being, you know, got the aches and the pains and the things that are new, like, oh, the body's changing. I
It's funny,
mean, that's been happening.
in your mind, you're like, oh yeah. But your body's like, oh
Well, I learned pretty early to like have a good perspective on my age because so I played basketball through college. And so, you know, even in my like mid 20s, I was like, I'm not 16. Like, I saw like the difference physically of what was going on and what I could do was already shifting. And so that was always a kind of humbling, like, oh yeah, I have this idea. And like, yeah, you know, high school, I used to just play outside in the summer, like all day, every day, running back and forth and be fine. And
Yes.
like in my mid 20s, I couldn't do that. So I was
No.
already like, oh, yeah, it's just a s slow roll from here on out, just in that. So,
Oof.
but yes, my brain still does try to like, you could just do that, even in terms of trying to be well and exercising. And so I've been really shifting the perspective on like being gentle with myself, right? So yes, wellness, yes, you know, strengthening, flexibility, all the things and eating and but to do that with a gentle approach
Yeah.
because I'm well trained, you know, as an athlete to like and as just a you know male body person in this culture to like, oh, just kind of cut off the feelings and like push through whatever needs to be done. And so it's been really helpful to rethink that these days.
Nice. That's nice. I like that. That sounds like you could write a little book about. You know, the soft aging, you know.
Earn ourselves some compassion and gentleness as we.
Yeah.
And my youngest, I've been saying this a couple of times, it's really great. My youngest is like, well, you're now closer to 60 than 50. And I was like, yep, every like that's just the direction that this train is going, right? There's no other track other than the aging.
And I like to be honest as long as I can. So what's your point, person? What is your point?
All right, well, let's do a little ancestor
Yes, let's get into it
cheering.
because I know your fans are waiting because they
And
let me know that they love when you are on.
great. And maybe that maybe there's some questions that they've sent your way or something. I don't know.
I don't see. Well, Harry, you'll mind the chat somewhere. Harry,
Okay.
if somebody's got something to say, just, throw
Only
it in the
for
chat.
all right. So we welcome our ancestors, we honor them for what they have left for us, and we are letting them know that what they have left for us, we are using it. The good, right? The blessed things, the cycles that we want to maintain and continue as a part of our lineage, you know, we are using those things today. We are fostering that continuation today. Ibamba tofu washeu. Ibaye to fun wa se. Ibaye to fun wa se o. Ibaye to fun wa se. Ashe te fun wa lan lo iyo. Ibaye to fun wa se. Ibaye gungun to fun wa se o. Ibaye gungun to fun wa se. Ibaye gungun to fun wa se o. Bai gung gung to fun wa se a she te fun wa la lo yu I bai gung gung to fun wa se bai gung gung to fun wa se I bai gung gung to fun wa se a she
I say amen. Woo!
amen she
What is on your heart and minds today?
I don't know. I mean, that's, I had, I love being on this show. It's like a gift. It's easy, right? It's welcoming and open. And I always, I want things to be like relevant for folks, right? And so that in that way, I really do invite people to either write in during the show or you see Babs out in the world. Slip a little note in your
Well,
pocket.
I will tell you, I had
And
dinner with Fahad and Bill last night. And Fahad is feeling like these are very dark times. And that and just trying to sort of find the light, or find a space that's not consuming you in the dark, right? Like it's just heavy.
Well, hey, let's have this space be that.
So I, because I
Why don't
told him
we do
I was
that?
seeing you. I was like, Anru is my guest tomorrow morning.
I mean, that's the, mean, it's a really important thing, right? And we can, there are times, right, in our lives and times in generationally, right? Kind of even outside of just us, right? Our communities, times in this generation, times around the country, times around the world, and on this planet. And while I would say that, like, there's one could look at different times and say, like, well, there's suffering there, right? We talk about slavery in this country. We talked before that genocide in this country. We talk about different wars and genocidal activities that have been happening, continue to happen around the world on this planet. Not the less, in some ways, human beings, certain human beings, and certain frameworks towards the planet itself, right? One could even, right, the harm and attack that is sometimes very intentional, sometimes just indifferent, to the planet and the other beings on this earth. And so one can get lost in that, right? That, like, that's all there is. And I really, it's not that kind of pain or despair, or not despair, but like the kind of pain and suffering is not there. But we can also really choose how we deal with it and choose what else we bring into our lives, right? And that's kind of that light aspect. And so if we frame, so I've done a lot of work as a, clinical social worker, like really with people with depression, and I suffered some really severe depression myself. And in that space, it is all bleak, right? And it seems like the bleakness is the foundation of existence itself. And any light or any emergence is like temporary and is the exception. That is the, like that is the message of depression and despair. That is like it's script, that it is just gonna run over and over and over again. And so if we only listen to that, then that is our experience. And even the things that are nourishing, we're like, yeah, is all right, but as soon as the bite of something that tastes good is over, as soon as the conversation with somebody who is helping to uplift us, or that we are loving and we feel that upliftment with them, or just the beauty and wonder of the day seem like nothing compared to that script that depression and despair is running. And so it's important that we really find and plug into other scripts, other voices, other messages about life, about existence, about what is also here. And it doesn't necessarily immediately change the circumstances, right? Climate change is still unfolding, even if I feel like wonder and love and light and beauty, right? But I'm not pulled into the despair of it because there's also, I can be in the wonder and hold the reality of violence and harm that's going on. And in this culture, tends to either, right, do the like doom scrolling or do the addictive mass avoidance of pain. And there's no middle. There's no like, yes, here are the realities of systemic oppression, interpersonal violence and harm and trauma, and wonder and beauty and mystery that our existence actually is. And that has to become a practice. Because if we look outside and we go outside, our practice is consuming the things that plug us into that kind of despair or the avoidance of feeling. That's the normal practice of popular culture, of social media, is not really feeling into it, but just like either taking it in, good or bad, or avoiding it or numbing out to it, or actively ignoring being a human being and what that means, or actively ignoring systems of liberation and oppression that exist. And so we have to do it different. And we can frame it as, here's a oppressive system that we're in, and so we have to find these liberatory techniques, right? As in general, or we can just be like, oh, this is like the pain and despair, and I need to find some hope and meaning to live. Because, like, what I have discovered was going from that place of despair into like, oh, there is something here in life that has meaning, which I don't have figured out, is not a one little thing that I can just grab and hold on to. And it continues to unfold. And that is this big picture of like we don't have it figured out. We don't have life figured out. We don't really know what's going to happen next. We because of fear and this conditioning, we try to control and to hold on, like this is predictability here, and I'm going to make sure I last and my legacy lasts and all these things, and like I'm okay, and as long as these things happen, it's fine. And if anything changes, then disaster. And from many indigenous perspectives, we understand that reality, life, is change and transformation every moment, all the time. And so if we learn to live with that, to dance with that, right? It's like to dance with like sh the shifting ground versus like I need to pave everything over and like this is the stability that I want to pretend is there. But if we learn to dance with it, learn to be with it differently, we can find strategies and solutions now. So just like in the beginning, right? I was talking about like, oh, how can I be gentle with this aging body, that is like very healthy and like is not like it was, a year ago. And there's like new things show up, and like, oh, like, how am I? So, literally, things like how weight is being moving in my body, like something's happening, like in like my hips, because of how my feet are walking differently. And so, I'm like, oh, I now have to deal with something that like just wasn't existing before. And it's not pain, but like there's shiftings that are happening. And so, if I learn. If I can be present with that and then be with it, feel into it, and then I can skillfully, oh, so what do I need to do to shift it, to change? What do I need to kind of actively change in me so that I'm still well, right? Because it's a new thing now. And so literally, like our bodies, right? This is not the same body, right? This is a glaringly obvious thing. This is not the same body that I was in 20 years ago, 30 years ago, right? That is, everyone would be like, oh yes, of course, right? But that literally is like moment by moment, it is changing. Which is also means that there's possibility for other things to change, how we see the world, what possibilities we allow for ourselves and our loved ones, our communities, the planet, other beings. And so we can take this very large view of like mystery and wonder and existence and make it very concrete and like, can we live with that gentleness or with that kindness? Can we feel into what is actually happening to skillfully discern, like, oh, this is safe and good. This is risky, and I need to deal with that appropriately. Right? What needs to be healed, not as a perpetual healing, but so that we can then arrive in the present to then try to be as free as possible. And so we need other. We have to be plugged into other things that nourish us and nurture us, even in the midst of the circumstances that are causing so much pain. Right? So one way to look at this is like, if you imagine a glob of like tar and like toxic waste, right? And we're like embedded in that. And like that's like the messages and the despair and the like you're no good and who do you think you are and like everything's burning and all the like horrors that we're kind of embedded in, right? And so if we stay in that and we think that that's all there is, then we allow it to define us. But if we recognize that, huh, beyond that, right? So this glob, beyond that, in kind of space around that, are these other things that allow us to be human. Not defined by the relativity of that glob, right? The dehumanization that's within that, the destruction that's within that, the violence that we perpetuate on each other and ourselves is in that. And so we have to connect with these larger, not just ethereal notions, but like find the like, oh, this is my personhood out here. I'm a loving person. I can love myself. I can love someone else, right? I'm not actually in danger in this moment. Like, what are the things that help to nourish me and give me a sense of being and purpose that is not defined just by that glob? And so connecting, the more we connect with that, the more that space around that glob grows. And so the percentage of how much that glob takes up in us in proportion shrinks. So the circumstances may not drastically change, but as we expand and connect to our personhood, we can then skillfully look at like, oh wait, I can reduce that. Or like that's beyond my capability, but I can inhabit the wholeness of me even as I go into a space where someone doesn't recognize me, where someone dehumanizes me. And I can actually be now be skillful in how I respond to that because who I am is not, I understand is not actually defined by them. And so we need the practices of plugging into those frameworks, those communities, those physical, mental, emotional, spiritual practices themselves, so that we understand that we are more than what these moments are telling us. And that we have an alternative narrative. An alternative script running so that when the despair shows up on this side, it's like the old, like the angel and the devil showing up on your shoulders, right? It's like chattering away. So we got like, despair and depression and hopelessness is just like, oh, there's nothing. It's just not, don't even bother getting out of bed. What's the point, right? That's what's loud in one side. And you're in that, you're standing right there, you're sitting. Oh, that's what's going. So the more that we recognize that that's what's happening, we can then turn to the other shoulder and be like, okay, well, what's there? And that's where we tune in. So, to these notions of wellness and community and liberation that have been parts of our legacies for eons, And even if we just hold it as we started today, honoring and bringing our ancestors, help me, right? I'm honoring you for what these good things that you've left for me. And those good things, I'm using it today. So put on that shoulder, what are these things that my ancestors have left for me that I can use today that gives me a different script than what despair is saying, than what hopelessness is saying? Because they have existed. They were human beings who, throughout time, at the very least, found some love and connection or something with another person that they then decided, let's have some children. Right? Which is a massive undertaking itself, right? It's not gonna go to the store and get a thing, right? Which means that there must be enough space when it's chosen to desire that. And so how do we put that as the other script, the other voice? Like, they want us to be well. We can pick up the things that they're passing on to us to help us. That, can we lean into that script? And then we get to choose. All right, here's this script about, like, oh yes, I want you to be well, I want you to be whole, I want you to find your purpose and have some meaning and be connected to community and wonder and all the good things. I can listen to that, or I can listen to, what's the point? You're not good enough. Don't even try. And with practice, you get to be the one to say, oh, I hear this thing going and I feel my pull into it, or I feel like I'm tuning out. Oh, I'm tuning out right now. Let me stop and let me engage in a practice. Let me engage in this other way of being to then live, even in the midst of all everything being on fire and the horrors and the pain that is here. Oh, there's also goodness. There is also that light. There is also joy. There is also life. And so we have to affirm life and nourish it and nurture it. And by doing so, the debilitating aspect of those other scripts weaken. And then we can deal with them in skillful ways. We can deal with pain and suffering from a place of presence and compassion and joy and fullness versus a place of despair and depletion. But it's a practice, there's a doingness that's needed over and over again, because all the other stuff is relentless, right? It's just the grinding wheel is just churning, right? And so we gotta, it's not like, oh yeah, those things that dehumanized us generations ago, we're free from those things, so everything is good. No, there are whole new ones have come into place, right? And not just here on us, but in other places on this planet, right?
I do have a question from somebody.
Look at that.
How do you think about occurrences when we experience that? How do you think about occurrences we experience that are seemingly coincidental or serendipitous, but our entire being knows these signs and people we meet are meant to be and hold on to.
Like, so it, I mean, it sounds like that person has their answer, right? When their entire being is like, oh, this has meaning, this is something important, I'm gonna pay attention to that, right? I mean, so the question is directed at me. I mean, I do a similar thing. Like, there are things that occur, which might feel small, and then other things which allow some openness to some other way of interpreting it or being with it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like some earth-splitting thing, like, oh yes, and now I've shifted over here. But it's sometimes it when it occurs, it's really just important to pause and be connected to, like, the wonderment of it. Right? and not even like, oh, this means I have to now do the thing, because we can attribute all kinds of meaning to things. And but I find that the more that I'm open to those possibilities having importance, as opposed to the only things that are important are the things that I like figure out, then there's a much more like wonder and beauty in my life. And I can, it doesn't have to be the defining thing, but it helps to give information about something. Whether it's meeting people, oh, it's like I made this turn and then ran into this other person, or I went somewhere and like saw someone I hadn't seen in like lots of years, or someone popped into my mind and then, they called, or like it doesn't have to be like, okay, now it's something, right? Because we don't necessarily know that thing, but it can be like, oh, this has, let me pay attention to this. Let me be really present and open to what this may lead to, right? What possibilities there might be. Because that's kind of joining this stream of life, which we actually don't have it figured out. And A doesn't always go to B. Or it may get to B, but it's not like in the straight line. It may like veer off and like go through all the numbers first. And then, oh, now there's B, right? What we identify as that. So I just think it's as a part of like spiritual development or one's personal development to just be open to those. It's like dreams. Like some dreams are like, oh yeah, I like stayed up too late, or like I'm anxious about a thing. And other dreams are like, something happened in that wasn't just about me, and there's a felt experiential quality to that. So I would just say, like, pay attention to wherever you are in your life, to like yourself as an instrument, right? Some people really visually oriented, or listen to things and have a high sensitivity to what they hear or smell or taste or their feeling. And so like pay attention to that. Let that also give you information about reality, because even what we think of is as like real is different, right? We have a very narrow band of like a visual spectrum, and like other creatures have a much broader and different band of what that is, right? Can see into ultraviolet, more into the ultraviolet, infrared, or have a 10 times as many rods and cones, so they can see colors in all kinds of different ways. That is also reality. But we have a certain band that we think like this is what reality is, and like, might be different. Might be. And so allow that, right? You're in a conversation, start to feel something. Oh, what is that? Do I honor it? Or is it not the place for it? Do I speak it? And so you kind of use yourself almost like you're experimenting with yourself. And then you learn like what to listen to when, what it leads to. It's much more interesting that way.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Okay, this is good stuff. I feel right it. Because these are really just my own personal time with you,
I'm here
and
for you, Babs.
people get to watch and listen and engage, but it's really
Yes.
my own personal time. So
It, but
yeah.
it, these questions of like what we listen to and pay attention to, and like where that light and hope is, that's really
Yes.
important. It's really, really important. And there's lots of ways to do it. And
I think that's a good
even
way
just
to
having
get
that
people to think
urge.
about that, though. I think you make a good point about, yes, this is loud over here, but you can just shift a little bit and be like, oh, let me let something else is over here. Let me check that out.
Yeah. Might be good, right? It might be, again, not about ignoring hardship and pain and
Right,
injustice, right? It's not about
right.
that. It's not about like everything is just all the, it's all good, everything. It's like there's pain. It is like suffering, right? And there is joy and wonder. And being able to like be with that is, I mean, so my experience of learning to be with those things has resulted in like, I am, the happiest I've been in my life, like hands down across the board. Still cry, still, experience suffering and the anguish of seeing other people suffering, right? And don't know what to do and can't have things figured out. And like this life is precious. And so let me remind myself to be with that. Find a way to be, this is precious. And these other systems and things don't want me to be connected to that. So that is a part of my liberation, to be connected to the preciousness of life and to share that and to encourage people to find that preciousness so they can, oh, this is what that preciousness is for them. It's not like the one precious thing. Like, come do it this way. I got the gold, I got all the light over here. Like,
I
do
got
my thing. Right. No.
the
No, but we can love and support and encourage each other and like and even discover what that even means. 'Cause, it's not an easy thing to find that, to feel it, to be connected to that. But it's possible. And it takes effort and it takes courage and it takes help and community and it's worth it. It's just worth it.
Thank you so much for being such a good guidepost. Such a good guidepost. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for this time, Babs.
Thank you for this time. And he'll be back, boys and girls. And peoples.
Yep,
He'll be
true,
back,
true.
peoples. He'll be back. This is not the last time. He'll be back. So
Rid of me yet.
enjoy your birthday week and
Thank
all
you,
the
Babs.
good things, and I'll see you around.
Yes. And just love and blessings to you and to everybody. And may we be a little freer today than we were yesterday.
Amen, Ashe.
All right.
Let's do our best. All right.
Absolutely. Take
Thank
care.
you.
Thank you,
Thank
Harry.
you very much. Thank you, Harry. I'm out. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow I got Reverend Barber. And I have Reverend Barber at 9:15 tomorrow, and a composer. I've got Reverend Barber at 9:15 and composer Martin at 10:15. So it's a double talking day tomorrow. I'll be back. I'll see y'all.
Whiskey time.